You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
This is Cruise News Today with Doug Parker.
Here's your Cruise News midday update for August 15th. Disney Cruise Line announced an update to its health and safety protocols regarding vaccination requirements. Starting September 2nd on sailings from the U.S. and Canada, the line is upping the vaccinated age to 12 and older. For reference, it's currently 5 years and older. Kids 5 to 11 years old will no longer need a vaccine to sail, although it's still recommending that they do have one. Disney is not dropping the vaccination mandate for adults as of yet. Currently, vaccinated guests on voyages from the U.S. and Canada must provide proof of a negative test within 1 to 2 days of the sailing. Kids who are not fully vaccinated must provide proof of a negative test as well, taken 1 to 3 days prior to the sail date. And Holland America Line is the next Carnival Corporation company to relax its COVID-19 protocols. Aligned with both Carnival and Princess Cruises, the company breaks it down as follows. For sailings up to 15 nights long, vaccinated guests must provide evidence of vaccination status prior to embarkation. If you have a card showing that you're vaccinated, then pre-cruise testing is no longer required. Unvaccinated guests are also welcome aboard and must provide results of a negative medically supervised test within 3 days of embarkation. Now, for 16 nights or longer, guests must provide a negative test within 3 days of embark, and they also must be vaccinated. If a guest does not have the vaccine, they must apply for an exemption in order to sail. As always, visit Holland America's Travel Well webpage before booking. This way, you're up to date with your policies as they are constantly changing. And a midday look at the market has stocks up. Carnival Corporation, 10.72. Royal Caribbean Group, 42.80. And Norwegian Cruise Line Holdings, 14.20. Breaking news and industry coverage at cruiseradio.net. I'm Doug Parker with Cruise News Today.
The proceeding was a production of Cruise Radio. For more accurate and dependable updates, subscribe to our YouTube channel or visit cruiseradio.net.